Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself!
And good morning, worldwide listeners. This is Alyssa Nadine Rogers, your host, and Ms. Gabby on the boards today. In the room, we have Brianna Henry. Go ahead.
Hi.
And Miss Eleanor Whitney.
Hi.
They are our ONC fisheries technicians and also our Science and Culture Camp youth peer mentors. Today is Friday, the 28th of July, the last Friday of July on this wet, rainy, humid, good for berries Friday. I know everyone has berries on their mind today. So our lines are currently open, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. If you would like to stay anonymous, please ensure that you notate that in the email when you send us an email that you'd like to stay anonymous. And it looks like we have our first caller, Elizabeth from TWC. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to share our thrift store hours this week.
Wonderful.
Okay, for our store hours this week, on Saturday, we'll be open from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. We'll be closed on Sunday, and then on Monday, we'll be open from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and Wednesday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you can also follow TWC Thrift on Facebook to get updated hours. And if you need the phone number, it's 907-543-3789. And our thrift store is located at 180B 6th Avenue next to the main TWC building.
That's so great to hear. What type of stuff do you have there?
Right now, we're getting in a lot of, like, school supplies, so if anybody needs school supplies, you could check at the thrift store to see if there's some there. Other than that, there's, like, regular things, like clothes for women, men, children. There's shoes, there's jackets, there's kitchenware, all kinds of good things.
Wow, that sounds really good. Are these fairly new items, used items? What type of items are we looking at?
A lot of them are gently used. That's what we like to get. That's what we accept donations, is the gently used items.
Uh-huh.
So they're in pretty good condition. Some of them could be brand new as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of good items there.
Mm-hmm. I thought I saw some gusbaks in there. So did you guys have gusbaks?
I don't know if they're still there or not, but then I do see some gusbaks there once in a while.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How about rubber boots? Do you guys have rubber boots and rain gear?
There should be I did see some rubber boots. I'm not sure about rain gear, but I'm pretty sure you could find some there.
How about berry buckets? You got berry buckets?
I'm not sure about berry buckets. I do know we have a lot of good, like, kitchen items, so you might be able to find some.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling and let us know. What was that phone number to call you again at?
It's 907-543-3789. 3789.
Noted. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Our lines are currently open. You can give us a call at
543-5985
or 543-2756
or 1-800-995-8954
or email us at
radio@kyuk.org.
So, ladies, how is fishing this year for you guys?
I really enjoyed it. It was really fun, and I'm so glad I got to spend my time outdoors.
Where was your office located?
On the river.
And Ms. Eleanor, how was fishing, ONC fishing for you?
It was very fun. Very wet, though. Oh. Lots of rain.
What type of experience did you have as a intern for ANSAP through ONC?
It was a pretty good experience. I got to do a lot of things, like going on the river, fish with Bethel Test Fisheries, and we did some aerial surveys, and the cultural science, the science camp.
That's amazing. I am so proud of you. You guys did such an amazing job. This year was such a success, and I have to attribute all to you ladies and your crew for such a wonderful job done. You guys made this year programs and projects a success. So, what was the major highlights, Bree, for this year?
My major highlights probably would have been seeing all the smiling faces of the people when I went to fish camps, and like being able to like connect with people within the surrounding villages. I feel like that was one of my highlights.
Nice. And what about you, Eleanor?
One time when me and Bree, we went to a fish camp to survey them, they asked us to help them put their fish up because one of the guys had recently hurt themselves pulling in the net. So we helped them, and they were just so thankful for us. It was really cool.
Oh, that's such sweet stories. See, those are the type of things and memories you'll never forget. Trust me. After doing it for as long as I did, and then you guys came in, those are memories you're going to keep talking about until little old ladies drinking coffee and eating Pilot bread. That's amazing. Well, our lines are currently open. You can give us a call at
543-5985
or 543-2756
or 1-800-995-8954
or you can email us at
radio@kyuk.org.
We would like to hear from you. This is your talk line show. Let us know what's going on out there in the world and what's going on in your communities and what's going on in your thoughts, your minds, or what is the ground news, what is the river news, what is the air news. Let us hear from you. Today is pretty rainy. How do you guys feel about our rainy summer, or did we even have a summer?
I feel like this summer it has been, like, really cold. There was that one time when it got really hot for, like, a day or two. And overall, I feel like it was just a cold, wet summer.
How about you, Miss Eleanor?
I think it's been definitely very rainy and cloudy. It's been kind of weird, though, because sometimes when it's rainy, it's still kind of warm outside. It's not, like, cold. It's really odd. I don't know.
It kind of reminds me of, like, the lower 48, where it's super humid. And, yeah, that's the first thing I thought of was, like, why do we have lower 48 weather?
Yeah.
But it's good for berries. Are you guys going to go berry picking?
Maybe when it's not raining.
Yeah.
Now, we're hopefully going to be planning on going this coming Saturday, hopefully. We have family coming in from Idaho today, and they should be here on the afternoon flight, so we'll hopefully be able to head out tomorrow morning.
Have your family from Idaho, have they ever went berry picking before?
Yeah, she grew up here. She was here when she was younger, but her kids haven't, so it'll be their first time.
make it a memorable experience.
Yep. We're going to take them camping. Glamping, maybe. We'll figure out what type of camping it is. Are you guys going camping anytime soon?
No.
Oh, wait, your ceremony is at the end of the month, isn't it, for ANSAP?
Yeah, I think it's on, like, the 1st or the 2nd.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
And then are you done for the season completely, or are you going to come back and work for ONC until you go to college?
Well, after the ceremony, I'm going to go to Minnesota to visit my family.
Oh, my goodness.
So I won't be back until the 12th.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
Aw. And how about you, Miss B? Where are you going to college?
I'm going to college at Northern Arizona University, and I'm going to major in criminology and criminal justice.
Oh, my goodness. How about you, Miss Eleanor? Where are you going?
I'm going to UAA, and I'm going to major in math.
That's amazing. I am so proud of you ladies. So proud in so many ways. All right, let's see if we can get some public online where they're going college, how everything's been. Oh, look, we have Miss Anna Hoffman from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I was asked by the family to call and make this announcement this morning to the friends and family of Robert Lacander. Robert passed away peacefully on Tuesday, July 25. Visitation is taking place at his home on 180 First Avenue here in Bethel, and the funeral service will be held tomorrow, Saturday. That service will be held at the Catholic Church at 2 p.m., and then there'll be the burial at the new cemetery, and then the feast will be following the burial, and the feast will take place at the ONC multi-purpose building. So friends and family in the Bethel area, surrounding community and elsewhere, the service for Robert Lacander will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m.
Thank you, Anna.
Okay. Goyana. Bye-bye.
Goyana. Maybe we could take just a quick breather there for a minute. Losing Robert, Mr. Lacander, was a huge loss for our community. I know they don't like dead air time, but let's go ahead and take a couple minutes for a moment of silence for Mr. Lacander. Goyana Jaknak, I greatly appreciate it, folks. Mr. Lacander was such a huge part of ONC and such a huge part of my growing up. I feel like they pretty much raised me when I was working at ONC, because I started fairly young at ONC. I was roughly about 12 years old when I started, and they were very active in our subsistence committee. Thank you for giving us the moment of silence for remembrance of Mr. Lacander. All right. We can get back to our weather announcements of how we're talking about the weather today. And folks who are going to be headed out to go fishing or berry picking or camping. And for today, let me see if I could get Bree. Would you like to try and read the weather? So you're just going to go ahead and read this section for today of this one of what it's going to be like. And then you say the lore for the lower Kuskokwim Valley. And then you read this, the top line. And then you just read this one and that one for today and for tonight. And then what we're going to be looking at for Saturday, Eleanor can read what's going to be we're looking forward to for tomorrow.
Okay. Today it is rainy, highs in the 50s, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, lows in the mid 40s to the lower 50s, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday it's going to be mostly cloudy.
Oh, you read this part. For the lower Kuskokwim Valley.
For the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today it's going to be rainy. Highs in the upper 50s to the mid 60s, variable wind 10 miles per hour. Tonight, it is going to rain in the evening, then a chance of rain showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s to the mid 50s, variable wind 10 miles per hour.
Perfect, good job. Miss Eleanor, would you like to read our weather for Saturday?
Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a slight chance of rain showers, highs in the lower 50s to lower 60s, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 50, variable wind 10 miles per hour. For the lower Kuskokwim Valley, Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain showers, highs in the upper 50s to upper 60s, variable wind 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s, variable wind to 10 miles per hour.
Sounds like mosquito weather to me. What is your favorite time about the summertime?
My favorite thing to do in the summertime? Uh-huh. I like to go out on the boat. I really enjoy it, especially when I'm driving in an open boat, mm-hmm. because I like to feel the wind.
Miss Eleanor, what is your favorite thing about summertime?
My favorite thing about summertime is not going to school and having some free time to work. And I like the really sunny days where you could just go out on the river and go swimming and, like, have a bonfire and make hot dogs and s'mores.
Aw, I haven't even had a s'more this year. Darn it. That's exciting. Well, our lines are currently open if you'd like to give us a call and let us know what your favorite summertime is. Our numbers are
543-5985
or 543-2756.
Or 1-800-995-8954.
Or email us at
radio@kyuk.org.
And if you decide to email us and you would like to remain anonymous, please ensure that you write anonymous on your email, and we would be able to read it off without saying your name. It's preferably that you put it in the beginning of the email instead of the end of the email, so by the time I'm done reading it, it doesn't say, please read anonymously. All right, wonderful. So we have an email that just came through. It is coming from Alicia Oscar up in the courthouse for Bethel and the village jury trial for the July 31st. For Monday, July 31st, we need Bethel and the village trial jurors. Please report to the courthouse at 11:15 a.m. for a criminal trial. Village jurors, please call to schedule your flight arrangements for the morning flight and be prepared to spend the night. We ask all jurors to eat lunch prior to coming. You are all encouraged to bring snacks. Prior to coming to the courthouse, please call the jury message Monday morning for any updated messages. If you have any questions, please call the courthouse at 907-543-2298. Again, all Bethel and Village trial jurors, please report to the courthouse Monday, July 31st at 11:15 a.m. for a criminal trial. And that is coming from the court case manager, one, Alicia Oscar, here in trial courts in Bethel, Alaska. Let me double check and make sure if this is one of our One of our... Oh, hi! We have Buck from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline. Good morning, Buck.
Good morning. I want to talk about all the brush in, on the sides of the roads, all the alders and willows that are growing. It's getting dangerous in City Sub. The four-wheelers go around blind corners, and you meet them head-on. It's grown up into the power lines, and there's no culverts anymore.
Oh, no, looks like we lost Buck. Buck, if you could hear me, call back. I'll try to text you to call back as well. We've been having so much issues with GCI. How's your guys' phones been?
Very, very slow.
How about you, Miss Illinois?
It's been okay. Not great, though.
I've been losing calls right and left nonstop. And then when people try to, from if people are in Bethel, they can call me. But if they're, like, outside of Bethel, in Wasilla or Palmer or Anchorage or other communities, my phones get dropped all the time. They're like, oh, it went straight to voicemail. And I was like, it didn't even ring. All right, Buck, if you could hear us, please call back. I'm texting you right now to the talk line. Our phone numbers are 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Buck, if you could hear us, please call back. I just texted you. So what kind of other things did you guys do as fishery technicians? How many fish camps and how far along do you guys go? And how many people do you roughly see this summer doing boat harbor surveys? And what type of responses were you guys getting?
So we got a lot of responses about the openers being on, like, rainy days and, like, bad weather. So when they put their fish to dry, they would, like, spoil. We've had a lot of comments about that.
Anything from fish camp land?
When we went to the fish camps, there was a couple of people who would talk about the weather. It was majority of the comments were about the weather. And during the first drift opener, when it was, like, really stormy, that was when people wanted to go out, but then they couldn't. And...
My goodness. How about your surveys? How far upriver do you guys go for surveys?
So we go as far as the Pollocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then for downriver, we stop at about Oscarville Slough. And we try to get through all the little sloughs throughout the that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it normally takes us about a couple of hours to do a full river sweep. And if we want to do two river sweeps, it would take, like, all day.
Did you enjoy your summer, Illinois?
Yes, I did.
What is the one most memorable thing that you have from this summer working with ONC?
Probably one of the most memorable things is when the science and culture camp went to fish camp, and it was, like, such a nice day. Everyone was having a good time, and all the kids, they decided to go swimming.
Oh my goodness, that's so awesome.
And there was a puppy, and the puppy was so cute. It was so cute, it made Bree want to get a puppy, so she got a puppy.
You did?
Yeah.
You got a puppy?
Yeah.
And what kind of puppy is it?
The dog sister.
The dog sister?
Yeah.
What did you name your dog?
I named her Sadie.
Sadie?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is she?
I think she's a mix between German Shepherd and Border Collie.
Oh, that's a pretty dog.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, folks, it is that time of the day. We're going to go ahead and head to our break so we could get some water, take a stretch, do something productive for the little minute break. I ask folks out there to also do the same thing. Take a quick stretch, walk around your office for a minute, say hello to a friend, something nice and positive. Alrighty, we'll see you right back here in just a couple minutes.
Wilms Wednesday Mikalachtwacht Yutumaitnun Umyugaitnun Suika Yutmulrenk Jalitlu Jalrunani Yutkamuk Bingairitni 10 AM Huani KYUK 6:40 AM
AVCP Regional Housing Authority is accepting applications for the Homeowner Assistance Fund, HAF program. HAF provides assistance to homeowners facing mortgage delinquencies, defaults, or foreclosures, loss of utilities or internet. HAF also provides rehabilitation, modernization, and weatherization to homes. Eligible homeowners must be tribal members and attest to financial hardship after January 21, 2020. More at avcphousing.org or 907-543-1337. This message sponsored by AVCP Regional Housing Authority.
And welcome back, listeners worldwide. I am Alyssa Nadine Rogers, and with me is...
Brianna Henry.
Eleanor Whitney.
And on the boards, we have Miss Gabby. We're going to go to our next caller, Susan from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I want to add to what Buck said. It's bad around town with the brush that's kind of blocking the view. And I know the city is so on top of plowing snow and improving the road situation and all that, but I think this should be included as part of transportation safety. I mean... We see a lot of four-wheelers out there. Most of them are not wearing helmets. And sometimes there's two or three people piled on a four-wheeler. So it gets pretty dangerous for them zipping around too fast and stuff around the corners that aren't really clear of the trees and brush that's really, you know, willows grow really fast. I mean, that's really it's something that every summer, it's an opportunity to really cut back on those trees. And also, the thrift store, I want to put a plug in for that. The thrift store is awesome. And, yes, there's usually cuspics. They put them up along that wall when you go back to the kitchen area. Mm-hmm. They always make a point to put the cuspics out on display. And if you're looking for the boots, you mentioned they're right usually piled into that entryway. There's a tall shelf full of shoes and work shoes and boots, so... It's really well kept, the thrift store. And the clothes are almost brand new, and some of them are new with tags on. Maybe the person said, oh, they don't fit right and decided to donate them, you know, that kind of stuff. There's really good selection of clothing and for all ages. And so I want to put a plug in for both of those. Before I want to mention something that's coming up. The next Saturday market is August 5th, that's the next one. They schedule them when they can fit in because that's a really busy building used for many other purposes. But August 5th is the next Saturday market. And if people have back-to-school supplies to donate, I'm going to do a back-to-school supply donation drive at this next Saturday market.
Oh, great. That's so exciting. I'm so thankful for you doing that.
You look at the prices at the store. My goodness, stuff is really expensive. And, you know, the kids, I guess there's a list from the schools of what they recommend the kids have. And I just want every kid to be able to have some. And when I do this before, I'll bring the items directly to the school or give them out at food bank or take them to where people pay their rent at Asher or something. I'll make sure they go straight to the people that need it the most. I know with different nonprofits, they buy school supplies and donate them to the schools and stuff too. But this is a way for the community individuals, if they have school supplies to donate. I'll be collecting them at the Saturday market, August 5th. Or if they can't hit that, they can get a hold of me. My cell phone is 7524. And my landline's in the phone book, 4368. So I did want to also mention, you know, the newsletter that YKHC polls put out. It's interesting to read, lots of good articles. And a lot of people don't know this, and they have it in the back. Another opportunity for people to sell their crafts. They're going to set up the areas to sell stuff. I mean, people who bring crafts to the hospital sell, but they're going to set up formal areas where they can sell crafts. So it's more convenient for them and for people that want to come in and grab lunch or whatever, can shop there, or just go there. But I don't know. It's a start of something, and I think it's a good idea. They're going to set up an area for people to sell the crafts, and they've got a situation to keep track of this and make sure it's working good. The vendors get a vendor permit that's good for a whole year, and it's just a form they pick up from the YKHC Safety and Security Department. So I think that's that counter you see when you first come into the hospital. The safety and security people have forms to fill out that are good for a whole year for people to sell crafts. And I imagine when the villagers come in for appointments and want to sell crafts, that's workable too. And I think that's a good idea because we don't really have enough marketable situations like they do in Anchorage markets all over town and all that. We don't have that. I know during the winter the VFW Auxiliary would take turns doing craft sales at the bingo hall when they had Saturday markets on the other Saturdays. We took turns, but, you know, that was during the winter and holiday season time and all that. So, and I used to do them at Lions Club, but I transferred my membership to a different Lions Club, so we just don't have any other markets to sell crafts. So I'm really glad that YKHC is thinking about making it more available for crafters to sell stuff there. So other than that, collect your school supply donations, and I'll be collecting them at the August 5th Saturday market, which is the weekend after this one. Did you ladies see the Barbie movie yet?
No, I haven't. Not me.
It's so funny. It's hilarious. I mean, I wasn't that much into Barbies. Well, we had them, you know, everyone did, but... the movie is just, I'm still laughing at parts of it. It's really good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they're playing it this weekend again. All right. Okay, thank you. You all have a good weekend.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
So what is this big news about this Barbie movie? I haven't seen it yet, but it's been all over Facebook.
It's really good. It's, like, really odd. It's, like, kind of weird. I've never seen a movie like it before.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder what type of, like, what was in it or what were the contents in it.
I think it's just funny because it's, like, grown people acting like dolls. Like, they're walking like dolls with, like, stiff limbs and everything. And the way they act, it's funny. And it's, like, about woman empowerment. So it's pretty cool.
Wow. I need to see it. Everyone's telling me, you gotta watch it, you gotta watch it. And I'm like, I haven't watched it yet. We're going to go to our next caller, Tim from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Tim.
I'd like to thank the previous caller who kind of mentioned about the four-wheeler, the people using four-wheelers on our streets. I thought the city council took action some time ago, and I heard even the chief of police or some of the police officer saying that they're going to start enforcing the law in accordance with the council action. And it's quite concerning to see 11, 12-year-olds operating four-wheelers and people without a license. Some of them don't even stop at stop signs, and they far exceed the speed limit, and some of them are on the streets. And, you know, some of these young kids, they don't know anything about traffic laws and whatnot, and going against a 5 to 10,000 pound vehicle versus them in a four-wheeler is quite a big difference there. And the impacts and the injuries and fatalities can be quite devastating. And it's also the responsibility of the parents as well to, you know, not let these little tiny kids drive these vehicles on public driveways. You know, I've seen people speed down this road where I live, and, you know, without care or reason or anything. These are truck drivers and vehicle drivers speed right by, and, you know, it doesn't take very much to for these little kids to miss seeing these speeding vehicles. So it's a dangerous situation. It needs to be enforced where, you know, how the council had taken their action. The other thing is I've been trying to do a social media or Facebook campaign. I call it Justice for Kim, and it's related to my niece, Kimberly Fitga O'Dowman. She disappeared on June 15th in a very suspicious circumstance. And I'd just like to encourage people within the listening audience. I know Rush Mission has a repeater station up there, and I think Pilot Station does too. I don't know about the community of Marshall, but if anybody knows anything, if anybody's seen anything, if anybody heard anything, please call the Alaska State Troopers and call them at 907-543-2294. If you have any new information regarding her disappearance, if anybody had said anything, you know, anything, to try and clear up the case. And and same goes to all missing and murdered Indigenous people within the region. There's a bunch of them. And condolences to the Lekander family for their loss, and the loss of other people as well. But thank you very much for this opportunity, Alyssa, and hope and pray that everybody has a good weekend and get some silvers out there, or reds, or whatever's remaining. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Tim, and my condolences to you. Kim was a really great person. I met her in Anchorage, and she was such a bright light in a very dark place at certain times, and she definitely had a thing about uplifting souls when it seemed like the world was about to just be done. So, anyone with any information regarding Kim's disappearance, please give Alaska State Troopers a call. We'd greatly appreciate it. All right, our lines are currently open. Please give us a call at
543-5985.
Or 543-2756.
Or 1-800-995-8954.
Or email us at
radio@kyuk.org.
And if you'd like to remain anonymous, please say that you'd like to remain anonymous in the beginning of the email. I'd greatly appreciate it. All right, so it looks like we're just going to be going to our 1 hour mark today. If you'd like to give us a call, please give us a call at
543-5985
or 543-2756
or 1-800-995-8954
or email us at
radio@kyuk.org.
And for all of you flower lovers, Anchorway Peonies is finally ready to have their flowers available for shipping out. Due to the weather this year, she was backed up roughly about 2 to 3 weeks behind schedule. Usually she's ready to go by mid-July. This year, she just finally got her flowers ready to be shipped out. They finally decided to start getting bulbs and blooming. If you would like some peonies, please give her a call at 907-290-0504. Or you can get a hold of her on Facebook or Instagram. Again, it's Anchor Way Peonies. And then we also have another notification. Let me go ahead and pull it back here. We're going to go ahead and get a call from Anonymous in Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you for answering. Another problem, since it's starting to get dark again, are the headlights of the vehicles around, and cabs need their dome lights on as well so we can tell who they are. And, you know, it's hard to know if a car is coming when it's either one light and you think it may be a four-wheel or one-wheel, them Tundra car ones, and it's getting dark, so need to check out your headlights, make sure they work. Thank you. Good day. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Good reminders in regards to weather getting dark. Sadly to say, it's going to start getting darker already. I do like the darkness of the winter, but I sure look forward to the sunshine and longevity of sun in the summer. All right. Go ahead, Eleanor.
So the fitness center has two opportunities for free lifeguard training in August, August 6th through the 8th, or August 11th through the 13th. Visit ykfitness.org or call 907-543-0390 for details and to register. So if you want to become a lifeguard, there's your chance.
Are you a lifeguard?
I am a lifeguard, yes.
That is amazing. We're going to go to our next caller, Therese from the Fish Commission. Welcome to Talkline. Good morning, Therese.
Good morning, Alyssa. Good morning, Brian, Eleanor. How are you today?
We're good.
Good. I just wanted to give a couple updates on fishing because I know people in the midst of berries and having the rest of fish mostly put away, probably starting to think about silvers. And a friend of mine down in Nepakiak told me he's seen silvers jumping recently, which is good. So I thought I'd just give a little update for folks who are listening about our other salmon species that have been running, and you ladies can join in as well because I know you're, you know these numbers as well. But we had a below average king and chum run this year. That's what we're seeing at test fish and sonar, and the weir numbers that have been coming through, and in people's harvest as well. Chum harvests are better this year than the past couple years. I think people know that. We're estimating through our harvest estimation program that ONC helps us with, Yukon Delta Refuge helps us with, that people between Tuntutuliak and Tuluksac harvested about 11,500 chum during the openers this year. So it's more than 2021, more than 2022, but well below what we normally harvest for chum salmon. King salmon was just over 21,000 fish harvested in the lower river during the openers. And that's below recent years too, but I think people are pretty pleased with their harvest, especially because there's so many sockeye. And we caught, almost 29,000 sockeye, we're estimating, were harvested between Tunt and Tuluksac this summer. And the sockeye run was really strong. It was higher than recent averages. Almost everybody I talked to was really grateful for all the red that came through and helped fill up the shacks and smokehouses. So, and our management team, we've been tracking these numbers throughout the season. There's five tribal in-season managers from McGrath, Napaimute, Akiak, Bethel, and Gwinnahawk. So throughout the river, and they meet regularly with Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge to do the federal management, side of Kuskokwim Fisheries. And that team will be meeting again on Monday to go over the latest in-season salmon data, mainly chum and silvers now at this point. So hopefully folks will have some announcements about next fishing openers for silver season so people can plan a little bit. We're hoping that information will come out early next week, so just stay tuned. We put stuff on our Facebook page at the Fish Commission. You can find us at Cusco Salmon. And you can also call the Refuge's Fish Info Line at 543-1008. So no fishing announcements yet, but hopefully next week after our management team meets on Monday. And I think that's what I wanted to share. So thanks, everybody, for huge sacrifices again this year for conservation of our fish. And I want to thank you three as well for all the work that you did with fish surveys around the Bethel area and at fish camps, all the input you gave at the working group meeting, everything your team did too. And Science and Culture Camp, I heard, was really, really awesome this year. So, Koyana.
Thank you, and thank you to your team as well, especially when our season ended and we weren't available to pick up those surveys. So thank you and your team for continuing that work.
Yeah, no problem. Good effort we all participated in. So I hope you guys have a good day and hope there will be some sunshine for your berry picking this weekend.
Yes, very much so. I'm pretty excited.
Okay, good. Talk to you later. Thanks, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, Therese. All right, we had another email announcement from Ms. Hoffman again. She wanted us to announce again before we end our morning to the friends and family of Mr. Robert Lacander. Mr. Lacander had passed away peacefully on Tuesday, July 25th. Visitation is taking place at his home, located at 180 First Ave in Bethel. So for those of you that don't know where it's at, it's the riverside. So you go through Mission Road and you drive towards the river. It will be the last house on the river road. As you are coming in and you're driving up, you drive towards the river, you take a right on the river road, and it's all the way at the end, the very, very last house. The funeral service will be held at the Catholic Church on Saturday at 2 p.m., with the feast to follow after the burial service, and the feast will be at the ONC Multipurpose Building. Guyana from the family, and that's from Ms. Hoffman. I got another notification, and this is coming from Brooke McDavid. She is actually our Office of Subsistence Management Council Coordinator for U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. As she wanted a notification that, as a reminder, the meeting will be held on October 10th, 11th, and 12th in Anchorage. And it's going to be held at the BP Energy Center, which is midtown, right next to the Residence Inn next door. This is a midtown location in Anchorage. And she's going to be contacting the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta Regional Advisory Council members in regards to getting the fall time meeting scheduled along with travel arrangements. So be prepared for those folks, my fellow council members, to let you know that Brooke's going to be getting a hold of you. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, Buck from Bethel. Welcome back to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. I guess we got GCI'd. I always lose phone service up near the airport. The city sub
roads are really bad. There's brush growing on the side of the roads. You can't see around the corners. And three or four times I've just about had head-ons with four-wheelers zooming around corners they can't see around. And there's no culverts anymore and no ditches anymore. And the water just sits on top of the road. It's got no place for the water to go or for the water table to drop down. But the other thing I was calling about is the city doesn't have a cemetery committee anymore. They got rid of that a few years ago. And I don't know if they even have a Parks and Rec anymore or not. But the brush in the graveyards is terrible. The volunteers used to do it, but we're old. Nick Pollock did it for years and years and single-handed, and then I did it for a few years and had my son do it for a few years, and I got Tundra Center workers to do it for a couple of years. But we need volunteers, or we need the city. The city's in charge of the graveyards. They should maintain them, and they don't. Another year or two, you won't be able to find Ridgecrest Cemetery. The brush is so high. I don't know if the city could do it. I don't know if they got budgeted for it or not, but I'd be willing to bet the VFW would pay the city workers to cut the brush. Or maybe they can get volunteers or Tundra Center or something, but the brush in the graveyards is really bad. The brush in Dillon Park and the sign in Dillon Park, you know, that's your police chief that got killed on the job. They got a park for him, and I took care of it for a couple of years. Weed whacked all the trees down, but now they're getting back again. Somebody young got to go do that. Wally World Park is, the brush is overgrowing that, making the park smaller and smaller. Somebody's got to go cut some brush. It's just too much of it. And those old guys, we can't do it much anymore. And I would like to give a big thank you to Sheila Beaver and her crew. She went up to the Alaska Territorial Guard Park with a crew, and she did a bunch of cutting and mowing and weeding and stuff, and I'd like to say thank you to her for that. All right, that's all I have.
All right, thank you, Buck, for calling in. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. So we have a quick announcement coming from the Southwest Alaska Arts Group. They're going to be having a men's dance fan class on August 18th through the 20th. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with Bista Nanaluk. If you would like to participate, please call Laura Ellsworth, or you could get a hold of her via email at lbellsworth@alaska.edu. All supplies will be included, and the cost for the class is going to be $40. And they are grateful for the funding partnership from the CIRI Foundation, who supported the class. And if you need additional information, you can get a hold of the Facebook page, Southwest Alaska Arts Group. And then we have another notification coming in from Rebecca Colvin. She's the program coordinator for the South Waste Program with Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She wants folks to know that the Department of Environmental Conservation's regulations on the micronuclear reactor sittings were signed by the Lieutenant Governor's Office on July 24th, 2023. They are going to effect on August 23rd, 2023. And she has documents in regards to the responsiveness summaries and comments, in addition to the final regulations And if you want more information, please get a hold of her at 907-269-7802. And again, that is in regards to the micronuclear regulations that were finalized on July 24th, 2023. Well, we are coming down to our final 2 minutes. And was there anything that you ladies would like to mention or say?
For the kids looking to get some college credits in the nearby villages or here in Bethel, the Science and Culture Camp was very fun, and I encourage students to apply next year and step out of your comfort zone a little bit. I know it can be hard, but it's worth it.
And what were the highlights of Science and Culture Camp this year?
I really enjoyed the moose processing and also checking out the sonar site. I didn't really know how they counted the fish at the sonar site until we went there and they kind of explained it to us, and it was very refreshing and good to know about.
How about you, Miss Illinois? What was your favorite part about Science and Culture Camp?
My favorite part was the fish camp day. The day where we all went to fish camp and it was really sunny and the kids had a really fun time and they went swimming. And yeah, that day was probably the best day.
I heard there was a drone class as well.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Bree flew a drone into her face.
Oh my goodness. And what type of cultural things did you guys have to do?
Well, we processed the moose, and then we jarred some fish. So we learned how to cut fish, and then we jarred them. And I don't know, did we do anything else, Bree?
The students had an elder sit down with them every single morning, and they did wellness.
That is amazing. Wellness is such a wonderful and great thing for everyone, especially first thing in the morning. Yep. Well, folks, that concludes our Friday Talk Line show. We want to thank everyone for calling in today. We greatly appreciate it. And apologizing to folks on the lower Yukon River. You can't hear us. Hopefully you can get online at www.kyuk.org to listen into our Talk Line show. And many blessings, and we want to thank Miss Gabby for being on our board. And thank you, ladies,
support
for joining
for
us today.
KYK's Talk Line is provided by Vitus Marine, a local crew happy to fuel you. Find out more at BethelFuel.com.
Listen to Talk Line Fridays at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can listen to the replay at 7 p.m. on Friday evening, or listen to it at your convenience online at KYUK.org.